my prediction, we're going to end this session on a high.
Senate co-leader Jeff Klein is optimistic about the chances for a medical marijuana law in New York. He spoke after a lengthy closed-door meeting with Governor Cuomo and the Senate and Assembly sponsors of the bill.
We're all on the same page. That we want to develop a medical marijuana program in the state of New York.
The tone is in contrast to earlier in the week when Senate sponsor Diane Savino expressed annoyance over a number of objections raised by Governor Cuomo. The governor was seeking to limit the number of illnesses that could be treated, reduce the number of medical marijuana dispensaries, and to prohibit anyone under 21 from smoking the drug. Senator Savino, who had said some of those changes were non-starters, softened her stance somewhat after the meeting.
We're in the process of moving towards a bill that we can all support, and the governor will be proud to sign, where New York State will have the tightest, most regulated medical marijuana program in the country, meeting the needs of patients who are desperately waiting for us to do this.
Senator Savino and Assembly sponsor Richard Godfrey did not want to reveal details of their talks with the governor, saying they don't want to negotiate in the hallway. But Assemblyman Godfrey, who's championed the medical marijuana bill in his house for several years, warned that too many restrictions could result in an ineffective measure that does not actually help sick people.
We do need to make sure that what we create is workable for patients, right, because there are thousands of New Yorkers who are really suffering and who are entitled to our help.
Assemblyman Godfrey says he continues to oppose prohibiting the smoking of the drug as a treatment. He says sometimes smoking brings the most immediate relief, and it's also easier to control the dosage. Governor Cuomo did not comment after the meeting. There's also no guarantee whether Senate Republicans will agree to any new versions of the bill. GOP senators currently share power in the Senate with Senators Klein, Savino, and three other independent Democrats. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos was not at the meeting, but earlier he was noncommittal.
I'm not ruling it out, not ruling it in, but I've learned you never say never.
Senator Savino and Assemblyman Godfrey have also been pursuing a parallel track to legalize medical marijuana. Monday night, they agreed to a new version of the bill that addresses some of the governor's concerns. That measure could be voted on Thursday without Cuomo's approval and then sent to the governor to sign or veto. Assemblyman Godfrey says they have no desire right now to jam the governor, and they're taking things one step at a time. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.